compensation is coming for people who bought generic prescription drugs, a study into a hydroelectric storage project, and a winter shelter in Oklahoma City is now open. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, November 1st. I'm Deborah Ashar. Two pharmaceutical companies have agreed to pay nearly $50 million to resolve allegations they conspired to artificially inflate generic prescription drug prices. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the settlement between them and a coalition of nearly all U.S. states, including Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond announced the settlement Thursday, which is part of multiple lawsuits led by Connecticut's Attorney General. In it, Heritage Pharmaceuticals and Apotex agreed to cooperate in ongoing multi-state suits against generic drug makers and executives. They've also agreed to internal reforms to ensure fair competition and compliance with antitrust laws. The coalition has filed three antitrust complaints going back to 2016. They stem from investigations that pointed to claims of discouraging competition, raising prices, and an ingrained culture of collusion. Oklahomans who purchased generic prescription drugs from 2010 through 2018 may be eligible for compensation. To determine eligibility, call 1-866-290-0182. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Lawmakers are considering restricting foreign adversary influence on Oklahoma's energy grid. But an interim study on the Kiamichi River and a hydroelectric storage project in the works nearby reveals it may be too late. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
The Southeast Oklahoma Power Corporation, or SOPC, wants to build a hydroelectric storage system using the natural terrain of the Kiamichi River Valley in Southeast Oklahoma. Seth Williard is among the more than 500 landowners who could be displaced by the project. He says he has concerns about SEOPC and its owner's apparent Chinese government connections.
It's a Nevada-based shell company. They don't have any revenue, employees, or prior experience with large infrastructure projects. In FERC documents, the owner of the company provided an email address, and in that email address, you'll see a company called Aquarian Capital. Aquarian Capital has connections to the Chinese Communist Party.
FERC stands for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The agency is letting this project go ahead after Oklahoma Congressman Josh Burkine submitted a letter to the regulators denouncing the project as a possible national security risk. The company denies it has any direct links to the Chinese government. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Voters in Stillwater will decide whether OG&E will supply power for a new data center project. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Louisa Clausen reports.
Local officials say the potential $3 billion project would be an economic boom for the city, but it would require substantial power and water resources to operate. Mayor Will Joy says if approved, the proposition would alleviate some of the possible load on Stillwater's electrical utility.
It makes a lot of sense for that the load and for the stress on the system to be more distributed, and having OG&E serve it gives us the freedom with our electric utility to kind of not have that additional load on our system, but to distribute it out to a separate partner.
If the proposal is denied, Joy says the center could be placed on the city's electric utility grid. He stresses this vote won't determine whether or not to approve the construction of the center. That will ultimately be up to the city council. In Oklahoma City, I'm Louisa Clausen.
A winter shelter for people experiencing homelessness opens today in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports on what to expect from the shelter run by the nonprofit Homeless Alliance.
With temperatures dropping, the Homeless Alliance's winter shelter will remain open until the end of March. CEO Megan Mueller says the shelter is designed to be low barrier and easy to access. The shelter is also trying something new in its second year. It will provide on-site medical care through a partnership with Healing Hands Healthcare Services.
We are hoping that by having medical services integrated into our shelter, we'll better be able to identify when people's medical concerns are acute and maybe in need of a higher level of care.
Mueller says the partnership will decrease the winter shelter's reliance on emergency medical services. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.